We got a late ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
Hey guys, what's going on? Mike Zimmer here, joined with writer, director, indie producer. God, a man of our time. Christopher Erlandson, a show regular. God, what else can I say? Sci-fi short story writer. Check out The In-Between on Facebook. Facebook.com/The In-Between. Type in Welcome to The In-Between in the search bar, and that'll pop right up. You'll see the logo. But we just did some trailer reactions. And speaking of trailer reactions, we decided to do a movie review.
Mm-hmm.
And we always like to do late-ass reviews because we like to give the movies time to breathe, to really think about them. That, and it's also coordinating our schedules because we're not always able to get together right after we see the movie because we see the movie at different times. We got to work on that in the future. Maybe we should go see a movie together and then review it afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
How about we do that next time?
I'm so down.
So then it's not that late-ass of a review. Sorry, guys. But again, check out Chris Erlandson's website, chriserlandson.net. You can get to that through the internet. Try it. It's great. It's called the internet. You're there now, idiots. No, sorry. I don't know why I'm being mean. But let's... Here it is. This is... I really don't know why I'm being mean. I don't think anything badly of any of you. You are all wonderful people, except the haters on YouTube who annoy me, but I love them. I laugh at the comments they leave. If it's negative or if it's like out of context, it just... I find that shit hilarious and I laugh at it. But regardless... We're here to talk about the movie starring Amy Adams, Forrest Whitaker, and Hawkeye from the Avengers.
Whatever.
Sorry,
Jeremy Renner,
but it's, come on, guys, it's Clint Barton. That's how we know him. He lives on a farm. All he has is a bow and arrow. It doesn't make sense, and even he says it in the movie. So here it is, Arrival. This is a real-life Independence Day situation, except they're not trying to conquer the Earth, or are they? Or are they? Ooh.
No.
Well, we're going to get into some spoiler territory in this review, you guys. So look out. Ye be warned. There be spoilers in these parts.
Yes.
Let me put the Ooga in.
Right. Step right into Davy Jones' locker.
Yeah. Ooga. Ooga. All right. Spoilers. So, Arrival. This is essentially about an alien invasion, but not really an alien invasion, more of an alien arrival, because they're not fighting us. They literally, these giant monolith-like spaceships come and land in certain parts of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of almost strategically landing in certain spots.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not sure what the fuck they're doing. We don't know what they're up to. But they're landing and they're being really mysterious. And it's because we can't really communicate with them. Brit, cut to Amy Adams. And she's a linguistics expert.
Yep.
And she's got a daughter. It's hard because like a lot of people...
She doesn't.
Well, she doesn't have a daughter. I feel... Here, you take that part. It's sad.
No, it's... At the beginning of the movie, she does not have a daughter.
No.
I don't know if you're... So this is the thing. Is like, are you describing the movie like linearly? Like as it's being told? Or are you describing...
No, I'm just talking just about... General, I'm just talking about it. Okay. No, I mean, I'm literally just
now,
like...
Well, okay, now she doesn't have a daughter.
Okay, she doesn't have a daughter yet, but she will have a daughter soon. Oh, spoilers, but we warned you. We did warn you earlier. Just letting you know.
Right into Davy Jones' locker.
But they're like, okay.
There are lots of things spoiled there.
So the military's there, as per usual. They always show up. When shit's going down, military shows up.
Here.
We have to keep this situation contained. We got to keep it locked down. That's the same line verbatim for every movie about anything with the military showing up. We got to lock this situation down. We got to shut down all these street corners. We got to close down the highways, all the major bridges. Like, you know, you hear that in every disaster movie anytime something happens. So Arrival, they're having that. That's going on. They're like, we need experts to come in and communicate. So bring in Amy Adams, and so she's going up to the aliens, and she meets them for the first time, And she's like, look, we look weird. We're wearing these suits. Like, we're probably scaring them. They're probably afraid of us. And that's a thought I never even, I'm like, yeah, you're right. It doesn't look organic. It looks like fake plastic. Like, yeah, we probably look like robots or something to them or something unnatural. Mm. And so she puts her hand up on the glass and then motherfucking giant ass tentacle hand comes out like wham. And it's like, first contact, motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, legit first contact. And that's when they start communicating with Amy Adams. Weird shit happens in this movie. Weird alien shit.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. So from this point on, I'm going to hand off to Chris Erlandson, sci-fi short story writer. I want you to start laying it down for the people. What goes on after the initial contact? I mean, then we start getting the symbols, and when she starts to translate them.
Yeah.
But it starts to get weird. She starts to have funny dreams.
Yeah.
I want to hear your take on that.
Yeah, one of my favorite lines. It's also in the trailer.
Yes.
But it's right after they shake hands, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, now that's a proper introduction. That's a proper introduction.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah. Great line. Fucking great line for a sci-fi movie. That's a proper introduction, motherfucker. That's proper fucking introduction. It could have been better that way. But anyway, a well-placed fuck is always appreciated.
Very different if they were like swearing like sailors.
Oh, it'd be
that's
great.
That's a proper fucking introduction right there.
If a rival was like that, I'd be like, yes, what a bold decision. This is the best filmmaking choice ever, regardless of my personal opinions. So yeah, you're right. That is a very pivotal moment.
Yeah.
Regardless of the curse words. But Amy Adams is experiencing weird nocturnal issues, and she's also going to be in a movie called Nocturnal Animals. Tom Ford movie. It's a Tom Ford joint, directed by Tom Ford, written by Tom Ford. It says it in the fucking trailer. It's annoying. I don't know who Tom Ford is. But she is experiencing nocturnal issues with her dreaming.
Yeah.
The aliens are sort of communicating with her through her dreams, kind of. Mm. But not really. It's almost as if
ambiguous.
It's ambiguous. It's like her mind is sort of piecing it together subconsciously.
Yeah.
But using the aliens as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It could just all be herself doing it with her own smarts and her own creativity, or the extraterrestrials could be genuinely communicating with her in her dreams. What do you think? Do you think they were? Do you think they were talking to her in her dreams? Or do you think she was her own thing?
The only dream I remember is the one where she's in her room, she's on site.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I don't know what the problem is. I don't think that makes me unfit for duty. And then she turns, and then the alien's there. Like, she's been talking to the alien the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this is
fuck is going on? Twilight Zone shit right there. It was really cool.
I think it was a reference to...
excuse me.
The earlier part where Jeremy Renner's character says, have you started dreaming in their language yet? And
oh yeah, because
that's when you know you can
talk to the aliens, walk with the aliens. Sorry,
and then she starts dreaming about them, and she starts having like those weird
lucid dreams, yeah, where she can like interact and she can remember shit after the dream. It's not like vague. She's like, I remember what the fuck happened in my dreams. But to the audiences, it's vague. I mean, obviously in dreams it gets really weird and like, you know, surreal, because dreams are a surreal, weird place. So to throw aliens in the mix is like, fuck man. I thought it was very well done. I thought the man who did Sicario, Denis Villeneuve, he directed this film. He's fantastic.
Wow.
And Arrival is beautifully shot. Well done. The color scheme, sometimes often with sci-fi, I've noticed they have this palette they use. It's sort of like a weird, like, aquatic palette almost, where it's like this sort of blue. There's blues and greens.
Yeah.
And it's sci-fi, and it's like this... I don't know. It's the muted blues and greens.
It was gray. Something
like a lot of grays too. But the design of the aliens, which we, you know, again, they keep it fairly ambiguous with the aliens. I mean, you get good shots of them. I mean, here or there, but I mean, it's still hazy. They don't want you to really see them that much.
Yeah.
And for that, it's very successfully done, at least in my opinion. I don't know. What did you take from that? I mean, how they handled the reveal of the aliens.
Because
that's super important in these alien movies, and they build and build and build it up. Remember Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember how fucking disappointing it was when her dad showed up on the beach? I was expecting a goddamn alien, and her dad shows up. We came to you in an image that you thought that we thought you'd like, and would be in an audience sitting there like, fuck you, that's her dad. That's her dad. Fuck you. Where's the special effects makeup? Bullshit. No, these guys, they gave us the aliens, man.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the reveal?
So when she goes alone the elevator.
And she's like, fuck it, I got to go do this.
Yeah. That was an amazing touch.
Yeah, because at one point she has to just like say, look, guys, you're like, because the Forrest Whitaker in the military wanted to blow this shit up.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Renner's like her in-between guy. He's like, look, I'm on your side. I get it. Like, I know you're trying to do good, but they don't want that. And I'm in the middle. I'm Jeremy Renner. I'm Hawkeye again. So he's always in the middle of shit, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So she's like, fuck it. I got to go in. I know I'm right. Just trust me. Do you trust me? You know? And he's just like, for some reason, yeah, in this narrative, I trust you. I mean, they established a relationship, but I just, you know, it felt a little rushed at that moment, but regardless, I mean, whatever, it's a good movie. And then, yeah, she goes, and I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, you see like the sheer size of them, and you see, like, they didn't have to do it. They could have ended the alien, like the aliens just could have been as big as they
smoky
saw them.
Like, they just like long tentacle arms and smoke. Yeah, like, they could have just kept that would be cool. And, but no, they showed us
and
fuck,
and
man.
They're just there's giants. So much. It was just the tip of the iceberg.
It was just the tip, man.
Iceberg is enormous,
and they were and you're just like, oh my, that's probably what it would be like.
Yeah,
that's probably why.
And it's I like that because it doesn't directly like progress the plot.
Yes.
But it adds to the wonder and amazement and mystery behind, like, when you talk to aliens, when you talk to a foreign species.
Who are actually not attacking us this time, which is so refreshing about Revival.
Yes,
because
that
alien
was
movies,
so refreshing.
It's always an invasion. It's never an arrival. This time it was literally, like, they weren't fighting us.
First contact.
It was a first contact scenario. And, of course, us being humans, we're like, no, they're going to kill us. Yeah. They want to kill us. Why? Because we're scared.
Yeah.
We're humans and we're scared of the unknown and death. And so we see aliens and we think, oh no, scary, bad, blow them up, nuke all of them. And we're like, we can't do that, sir. We'll blow up the planet. Fuck you. We got to get this threat. But if we all die, isn't that dumb? Mm-hmm. Shut up. I'm the general.
Yeah.
I got the button and the nuke codes. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck you. Oh, that's scary. I just thought of a recent election that happened. Anyway, regardless
what
of
election?
The,
what
I don't know.
About?
Nothing. Everything's normal. Everything's completely fine. Yeah, so the military's like, we're going to blow these alien motherfuckers up. And Emiano's like, no, don't do it. And then the reveal happens. I thought it was incredibly refreshing that they weren't necessarily violent aliens. I mean, like, they would, if push came to shove, you know that they'd be willing to do whatever it takes. Like, they would defend themselves. Like, clearly, they have the superiority over us. But at the same time, it's tragic. This is kind of a tragedy, this movie. Because they were the, I mean, look,
you,
again,
talk
spoilers.
About what happened to Abbott.
Oh, Abbott. I feel sad.
Take a moment of silence
for
Abbott.
Yeah, let's a moment of silence
for
Abbott.
And Costello.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can keep going.
Take it from here.
You have to do this.
You were talking about like it's tragic or something.
It can be
specifically.
Well,
Abbott?
I mean, there's more parts. I mean, the larger picture of the tragedy. But yes, yeah. Abbott. Yeah, go on.
Well, some friend when I saw it, friends and I were talking about, you know, there is the time traveling aspect.
Yeah,
to it. Not even, it's like. Time sight.
It's essentially sensory memory. It's more of like through your own mind.
Yeah.
Time travel, as in like what could be, what would be, what if.
Yeah.
And also like, yes, you are jumping in time. It's hard to explain. But again, I love the vagueness of it.
You have to speak hectopod to fully understand.
I do. I love that. I love the vagueness of it. I really think because you fill in those blanks yourself. And good science fiction, like that's good science fiction to me. Is like, yeah, they'll explain, but like they'll also leave it up in the air, like interpretation wise, and that's good art too.
Yeah.
So like, and good storytelling. And a lot of people were annoyed about that with this movie because they wanted, you know, Independence Day. They wanted big alien reveals and shit. And that wasn't. I'm sorry, that's not this movie. This is a personal, nuanced tale. This is almost a personal struggle of Amy Adams' character in her life and in the world. But yeah, the tragedy I think is the way in which the human race dealt with the aliens and how they left. They're like, fuck you guys. They're like, legitimately, the aliens leave.
I don't think it was a fuck you guys. I think
no, they
was...
were like, look, like you're not ready.
No, no, they accomplished. They left well, when it was time for
you're
the
right. They, you're right. They did. I mean, okay, but they could. I mean, they wouldn't have.
Really, I mean, they could have stayed.
They wouldn't have peaced out. They wouldn't have peaced out had we not have been dicks. Had we not have been dicks, they probably would have stuck around and helped steward us towards a new era. I felt, but. No, they were like, look, you guys are really violent. You're being really weird. We're just trying to be cool and help you out. It reminded me of the Day of the Earth Stood Still when the robot came out. Mm. And old black and white movie, sign, you know, the Day of the Earth Stood Still. And this robot comes down and he's like, Klaatu, Virata, Nictu. And he holds out a device and it pops open. And then like a soldier shoots him and kills him. Mm. And he goes, why did you do that? And a man comes out and an alien looks like one of us takes the helmet off. Why'd you do that? He was trying to give you the cure to all of the diseases. Yeah. And you destroyed him. Now you don't get the cure to all the diseases. Fuck you. We're leaving. Yeah. We came here in peace and you guys are dicks. And that's kind of what happens in Arrival. Is the aliens essentially are like, all right, look here. We're helping you communicate better. We're helping you connect with yourselves and maybe other species potentially as well. You guys were dicks to us. Mm-hmm. Bye. And they go and legit just peace out and they leave. All the ship just go. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow. Like they, wow, oh, we kind of fucked it up with the aliens.
They'll be back.
I mean, they will once
in like
we chill out.
Years.
But we, it's like they need a break. We need to, it's, yeah, like, just, it's like it was a hot and heavy
relationship. I just need a break. I just need a little bit of time myself.
Exactly.
I'm going to focus on my career right now.
The aliens need to go off to other planets and just experiment.
You know,
find their own,
find
themselves. Find
themselves.
Exactly. High five on that again, sir. But yeah, and the aliens, you know, they'll come back. But it was like, look, I just got to take a break. It's getting weird with us. But it was too hot and heavy.
We got into this too fast.
It was too fast. That was the thing. The human race and whatever the fuck we were calling the aliens in that movie. It happened too fast. And so they had to go. And humans, we're not good with anything as a species. We tend to fuck a lot of things up initially. It's primitive. It's the primitive brain. We can't help it. It's a part of our biological nature. Primitive nature.
I think in the movie we figured out our shit in the end. It's like,
well, yeah, because they
got unified.
They were like, look, guys,
there's unification.
Well, yeah, they were like, look, guys, we're just trying to bring you all together. Yeah. Like, and by the way, because we're not going to stay now.
Yeah, this is
you guys freaked us out, and we're all like, but wait. Yeah. We try and blow them up, and we're like, but wait, we're sorry, we didn't mean. Oh, well, at least we still have this to try and. Then they'll come back, maybe. Mm-hmm. My question is, before we get into the rating, mm-hmm. would you like to see a sequel to Arrival? Do you think it needs
a sequel?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think like it's fine the way it is. I don't know we necessarily need a sequel to Arrival. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I don't think we need it. I mean, if it happened, I'd be like, yeah, let's go see it. But I'd like to hear why you'd like a sequel to it. And where do you think it could go?
At the very least, I would like to see more movies like this.
Oh, tell me about it. So many, I want so many new original science fiction ideas. Get more personal. Yes.
There's a lot of this in some of the Orson Welles stories, like the Xenocide,
yes.
where we have this new alien species and it's like, we don't know how to communicate them. Should we even communicate with them?
We don't know. Yeah.
And there's this.
Xenocide is amazing. Yeah.
There's that fantastic moment that totally reminded me of Arrival, when the professor goes off.
Yes,
goes off with the piggies, as they're called.
Yeah,
and then they find him the next day, and he's been murdered.
Yeah,
all his organs have been strewn out like ritualistically, and they're like, "What does this mean? Like, what the shit?"
That's
like,
so cool that
professor.
That's so cool that you remembered that. Yeah,
and the rest of the story is like, what did that mean? Everybody's up in arms.
Yes,
want to wipe out these piggies because they killed the professor. But some of the linguists are like, no, we got to figure. Like, I don't think it was just a straight out act of rage or violence.
Yeah, what was it? Because it was meaning. Because they said weapon, and they were like. Like the symbols in Arrival. So this is the point where Arrival sort of kind of overlaps with Xenocide, is that they translate, the aliens translate, or the humans translate whatever the aliens sent them, the message, and it says weapon.
Yeah.
And they're like, and that's when the humans are like, fuck, red alert, weapon. Yeah. We got aliens from another planet translating weapon to us, and they're on our planet.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And then she's like, Amy Adams is like, no, wait, again, being practical and thinking practically, like, no, wait, they see our guns, and to them, it's not weapon, it's tool. They mean tool, because they see the gun as a weapon, but they meant tool.
Yeah, they, we don't know what they mean by language.
They see the gun, and they see the weapon, like, those are weapons. Oh, so that's what tools are to you, or weapons. You call, because to us, like, they don't believe weapons, maybe. It's a different philosophy. Like, to them, they don't use things to harm others. Mm-hmm. It's a tool. They just consider it a tool.
Yeah.
So, like, they were trying to say tool. It's like, this language is a tool. Like, that's what it, that's where the confusion came from. And again, Xenocide, Orson Welles, it kind of overlaps in that way. Cause it's like, we're trying to figure out what they meant by that. And essentially that's what we found out, is they meant tool.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, thus the confusion. And Xenocide, I don't know if they ever really, did they figure out what it was? I mean, like, what the, what the ritualisticness of it was.
So spoilers for Xenocide.
Yeah, now spoilers for Xenocide.
They
if you're doing a book report, pay attention. For Orson Welles, Xenocide.
Exactly. We're doing your work for you.
Yeah, really.
What they figure out is the piggies have this ritual of, it's a form of evolution for them to, when they're adult.
I'm like remembering it as
killed,
you said.
And then they turn into a tree. Their consciousness turns into this giant sentient tree.
Really cool, like, visual element from Orson Welles there too, because you could see a beautiful grand tree just there, like, just growing,
just chilling.
It's beautiful, just chilling. And what a beautiful way to sort of spend eternity as a tree. Wouldn't that be cool? Just being a tree, you know, putting the shade over the animals, like squirrels living you know. Like, yeah, that'd be cool. You die, but you come back to life. You're resurrected. That's not bad, man. If you I'm just saying, I don't want to be a tree. I'm fine being a human for now, but, you know, tree wouldn't be that bad. Hey, while we're on the subject, reincarnation, what would you like to be? Yeah, how about an organic thing?
Mm-hmm.
Any organic thing. Tree is an idea I have, maybe. If I want to go on the micro level, maybe, like, see what it would be like to be on the very, like, what is it, super microscopic world, what those single cell organisms are like. Or possibly, ooh, like, because now I'm thinking of
animals.
We're
assuming you have the same human sentience.
Yes, you have the same human sentience, but what would you like to inhabit with the same human sentience? Wow. Gorilla.
Gorilla?
Yeah, dude.
A silverback gorilla.
That's motherfucking silverback gorilla, because then I'd be like a superhero, like Gorilla Grodd. He was a villain in DC.
They don't work out at all, and they just super buff.
Well, not only that, but, like, they could, like, just jump really far. They could climb really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to put my brain in a gorilla body, or my soul. But I, if reincarnation, fuck reincarnation, just keep my brain, put it in a gorilla body. That'd be cool for at least a week, at least a week, and then put me back in my body. Fuck that shit. What about you? What animal? We'll say an animal.
A bird of some kind.
Oh, nice, man. Yes, yeah, so you can feel the wind on your wings, fly
be
around.
Be free like a bird.
But yes,
maybe like a falcon or something.
Oh,
like,
falcon!
Psh, go fishing.
Yeah. Well, and then if we're talking birds, it'd be American bald eagle.
Of course,
I'm a goddamn patriot, sir.
That's the best, only kind
Fuck,
of bird.
I'm the fucking
there is.
Yeah, it's American goddamn eagle. All right, guys. So let's wrap up our thoughts about Arrival. Out of 10, that's right, 10 symbol alien symbols that we don't know what they mean, but out of 10 of them. What do you
out
give
of 10,
them?
10 circles. what do you give?
Circles with weird dots around them. What do you give this?
Ooh.
Out of 10 alien symbols, because it's a full movie, we do 10.
9.
Nice. Yeah. A 9. That's wow, man. That's damn near perfect. What why a 9?
I
really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. I thought I was engaged the entire time through. It grew me as a person.
Nice.
It was excellent writing.
There's
excellent
a lot of
pacing.
I, you know what? I agree as far as I agree you as a person, because, like, you know, you there's a lot of humanity. Even though this is a movie about aliens, there's a lot of humility there, a lot of humanity in that, and you do sort of see the dark side of the human nature and the light side of human nature and the duality there is in between, and how humans deal with an external threat that has nothing to do with the humanity and politics and all the bullshit that we deal with, bickering that we do. I call it bickering. Mm-hmm. Wars that we have, it's bickering.
Yeah.
We're essentially,
it's
petty bullshit that
petty
people
bullshit.
Are dying over, and there's no need for it. But again, that's the bigger picture, and that's what this movie did. It got me to think like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if any movie gets you to think, and to think in a bigger picture kind of way, and it's science fiction, that's a good fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, because of that one sentence you said where it, you you grew or bettered you as a person. It changed my rating. I was gonna give it I was gonna give it a 7.5, but now I'm gonna give it an 8.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm giving an 8.5 Alien Symbols. The 0.5 is going to throw off the scientists a lot. They're going to be like, what the fuck?
What does it
wait
mean?
A minute. Wait, this one meant that, but this one's all fucked up. Yeah. Sorry, that's my fault. In the future, maybe. Why? Why would it be my fault? I work for the Men in Black. That's why. I didn't want to tell you guys, but it's just out there. Truth's out there now. See, I can say that and people won't believe it, but what if that is ultimate cover? Boom. Just got my ultimate cover taken care of. Thanks, Chris Erlinson. Yeah, so final thoughts. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Mine is 8.5. You're giving it a 9. The reason why it's not like a 9 or a 10 for me is because part of me did want that primitive, like, let's go to war, let's fight, let's get some bam, bam, pew, 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 like laser beams.
Right.
You know, like the aliens come out of their giant ship and they're all huge, like the Ents in Lord of the Rings, you know, like, and they start walking around Earth, you know, like, yeah. That would have been cool to see, like, these giant aliens just roaming Earth, like checking it out, like, that would have been cool. But who knows, maybe for the Arrival too, if they come back, which... They might just go out and talk shit about us in Galaxy Facebook.
That's just...
The Universe Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Universe book. They'd be like, God, Earth is such a bitch.
Hecto book.
Earth is such a fucking bipolar bitch.
No.
And we are a bipolar bitch, really. We have two poles.
We're literally
bipolar. Our planet, but our species is too. So yeah, that's gonna do it, guys. I guess if we combine our ratings, it would be a solid 9. I guess if you just all round mine up, if we just combine the
if
two,
we had them
combine the two, it's a solid 9.
Is it 8.75?
Yeah, no, rounding. Well, fuck it, round it. Okay, yeah. You know, 8.75. All right, between the two of us, this is definitely worth seeing. It's still in theaters. Right now, so
yeah,
Chris Erlinson, should they wait to see it at home or go see it in theaters?
Oh, see it in theaters,
dude. I agree. See this movie in theaters; it's totally worth it. If you're into this sort of thing, again, this is not—I repeat—this is not a big action-y, like whoa, oh my god, like Prometheus type thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a much more subtle affair. Mm-hmm. This is a much more cerebral alien arrival story. So be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect a lot of explosions, Michael Bay shit going on. Mm-hmm. This is by Denis Villeneuve, who did Sicario, a legit filmmaker who's doing science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Go check it out. I say if you're into that, it's worth seeing in theaters. Otherwise, if you're not so much into that, wait till it invariably comes out on Netflix, which everything does, or Hulu, and check it out there. But yeah, otherwise, guys, thanks for tuning in. Check out Chris Erlinson's website, chriserlinson.net. Check out our website, teamawesomeshows.com. Also follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Soundcast tweets at Soundcast FM. Why? Because we're live there every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. That's right, every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., soundcast.fm. All right, guys, that's going to do it. Mike Zimmer here, joined with Christopher Erlinson, and we're going to arrival out of here because the human race just doesn't get us, man. I don't know why I'm doing, like, vocal stuff. I can sound effect it. I can put sound effects in.
It's Foley art is the best.
Yeah, you're right. Let's bully it again.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Lifelong experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
You're at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.